In just a few moments.
What the f- is that?
I'm like scared. There is no one standing there, but there's a shadow of a person.
Notó que había dos lunas. ¿Se tratará de una falla en la Matrix?
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching The Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today we're going to be taking a look at mysterious glitches caught on camera, unexplained phenomena such as the Oakville blobs but a little bit different, and a mysterious force field that was seen in a concert, and other strange and creepy videos that will make you question absolutely everything you thought you knew about reality. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. When I was about 12 years old, I remember getting my first handheld camera as a birthday gift. I was super excited about it. And I remember thinking to myself, what should I record first? And being that at the time I was already intrigued by UFOs and aliens, I aimed the camera at the sky hoping to capture something strange, something out of place. And I thought to myself, I'm gonna record a UFO. Of course, it wasn't that easy. And to this day, I've never caught a UFO on camera. But thousands of people out there have. And usually, it happens by accident.
Pergunta-se o que é isso? Que luz é essa no meio do mar?
Aí as figuras não.
Quê?
On September 7th, a dreadful storm hit the city of Caracas in Venezuela. It was that type of storm that you usually see in sci-fi movies. On one moment, it's a beautiful and sunny day, and then in a matter of minutes, the sky is taken by dark clouds and lightning starts to strike all around. At the time, a couple of curious people decided to record this magnificent storm. But they ended up recording something far more sinister, something that was far beyond their comprehension. And this is what they captured on camera. Did you see that? What actually looks like some sort of shadow figure can be seen descending very quickly from the sky. At first, a lot of people thought it could be maybe a raindrop that got stuck on the camera lens or something like that. But then, if you watch closely in the video, you can see that whatever this thing is, it goes behind the building. So, it couldn't be a raindrop. It's most likely not a bird or anything like that due to its speed and its size. Strange, isn't it? But here's where things get even stranger. On that same date, Juan Tarantino was also recording the thunderstorm with his camera. And he captured something similar, but from another perspective. And this is what he saw. Did you see that? After the lightning strikes, we can see a streak of light. And what appears to be some sort of object descending from the sky very, very quickly. And when we pause the video, we can clearly see what looks like two objects, not just one. And if we zoom in, it looks as if one of these objects looks like a pod of some sort, or maybe even a shadow figure. Whatever these things are, it's a complete mystery. And after being uploaded to the internet, both videos left a lot of people all over the world completely baffled. Some internet users state that it could be a bird or maybe CGI, but the fact is, in one of the videos, the object seems too big to be any known animal such as a bird. Not only that, there are two videos, and I believe there could be more than just two videos, of these mysterious objects falling from the sky, which would mean that this is most likely not CGI. Other internet users debate that these could be angels or supernatural beings such as the ones that we see in movies like War of the Worlds descending from the sky. But still, it's very difficult to affirm exactly what it is that we're looking at. But when it comes to mysterious and strange phenomena in the sky, it doesn't stop there.
Con el mío sí se alcanza a ver bien, güey. Ahorita se los paso.
On October 14th, 2023, about 1 month after these mysterious objects were seen descending from the sky, there was a solar eclipse. The solar eclipse was seen from the USA, parts of Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil. Now, there was something special about this particular solar eclipse that caught the attention of a lot of people. This wasn't exactly a total solar eclipse, it was an annular eclipse or a ring of fire type of eclipse. It's one that the moon doesn't completely cover the sun, leaving a bright, blazing border around the darkened moon. It's a very beautiful event, and it was somewhat a rare one due to the fact that the next eclipse will only happen, like this, in 2039. So it was one of those events that people gathered all over the world to watch it live or in person. And it was while watching the eclipse live that Big Daddy Leo 1037, an internet account that makes comedy videos, noticed something odd about the eclipse, something that wasn't supposed to be there. And this is what he saw. Check this out.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, please don't think I'm crazy. I promise you I'm not. Well, not totally crazy, anyway. So, it's currently 3:05 in the morning, and scrolling through other people's videos, ADD, and I was watching videos of the eclipse. I saw live footage of the eclipse, and I saw this.
Emotional right now.
Oh, there we go.
I'm gonna zoom in and I'm gonna play it again. What was that? I'm gonna zoom in more and slow it down this time. What was that? If it was a solar flare, why did it come straight out of the moon? Why does it look like a window opening up? And why is there smoke coming out? Again, it's 3:00 in the morning and I can't sleep. Maybe I'm crazy, but that looked really weird. And I'm searching up and I don't see anybody talking about it.
During the solar eclipse, we can see what looks like some sort of window opening up. There's some sort of light being ejected from it. It appears to be the sunlight. And then it closes. I mean, this could be a camera glitch or something like that, but most internet users seem to agree that this is most likely something else. After researching a bit, I found the original video, and in it we can clearly see the same thing that Big Daddy Leo captured on camera, in a higher quality. And indeed, it's as if something happens there, something that's definitely not supposed to. Some internet users suggest that this is a solar flare, but how could that be if the moon is in front of the sun? So this is most likely something else entirely. Other internet users suggest that this is a glitch in the matrix and that we're possibly living in some sort of simulation.
Al parecer, notó que había dos lunas, como lo podemos apreciar en este video. ¿Se tratará de una falla en la Matrix? ¿Una ilusión? ¿O tal vez la segunda luna es algo más. ¿Ustedes qué opinan?
However, most internet users seem to agree that maybe the moon is a holographic projection, or maybe even an alien artificial construct. And even though some of these ideas may seem far-fetched, the fact that the moon and the sun fit perfectly during a solar eclipse and that Earth is the only planet blessed with this astronomical coincidence paves the way for crazy theories that suggest that the moon is somehow an artificial construct. But if so, who made it and why? And is this video evidence of such a thing? Or is it maybe something else entirely? What's your take? Now, when it comes to strange and mysterious phenomena, things are amping up in 2023.
What the f*** is that?
And I guess that this next story that I'm about to share with you guys is one of the creepiest that I've ever seen. According to several websites, around March in 2023, several people woke up to a mysterious white dust that was falling from the sky and coating their cars. At the time, people had no idea what it could be. They thought it could be smoke from a fire, but it wasn't. So they ended up calling the police to find out what it could be, and as you can imagine, it fueled up loads of different theories about what was really falling from the sky. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger a couple of months later in Malaga, Spain, when an internet user by the name of Judith Levy noticed a jelly-like substance on top of her car after a hailstorm. The thing is, she didn't park her car beneath a tree or anything like that, it was parked at her garage. Curious about it, she recorded a video of it, and this is what she caught on camera.
Esto es granizo porque esto tiene pinta de ser gelatina. Mirad, o sea, esto es granizo. Es que tengo todo el coche igual. A ver.
After being posted online, many internet users stated that this mysterious jelly-like substance looked somewhat like some sort of nanotechnology such as black goo. But the thing is, this is not the first time such a thing happens. On December 2022, just a couple of days prior to New Year's Eve, Amberlynn was about to get inside her car in Georgia when she noticed this odd-like substance on top of her windshield. She decided to record it, and this is what she caught on camera.
This is literally the weirdest thing. Okay, it's 65 degrees, so y'all know it's too warm for snow and ice. And it was not like that last night. This chemical residue is from the rain, y'all. And it's so bad, like it doesn't even want to come off my car. Like, what are they putting in the air? It's so, like, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't wipe off with the windshield wiper. It just smears this weird frosty, waxy looking stuff into the windshield. Like, it's not coming off. You hear that? I'm gonna have to scrape this off for real, like with a little brush or something, because it's not coming off. What is in the rain, y'all?
After being posted, many internet users seem to agree that there's something odd about the rain. And some even stated that they've seen something similar happening where they live. Other internet users compared this mysterious phenomenon to a Simpsons episode. The entire situation is really strange, and even though there might be a really good explanation to it, such as wind currents, or strong rain picking up dust and carrying it around, in this case, it's most likely something else, something far more sinister.
Oh yes, I'm doing a little experiment here. Definitely picks it up.
In 1994, there was a very similar episode known as the Oakville Blobs. The Oakville Blob refers to a mysterious and unexplained incident that occurred in Oakville, Washington. It all began on August 7th, when a jelly-like substance fell from the sky during a rainstorm. The blob covered an area of about 20 square miles, and residents reported a range of health issues, including nausea, dizziness, and difficulty breathing. The origin and composition of the Oakville Blob remain a subject of controversy and speculation, with some theories suggesting that it may have been related to military testing or even extraterrestrial activity. Unfortunately, investigations into the Oakville Blob have been inconclusive, and the incident continues a complete mystery to this day. But here's the thing, is this another Oakville Blob incident, or is it maybe something else entirely? What's your take on this mysterious phenomenon that's been occurring in 2023? And is it going to continue, or is it going to stop? I want to know your thoughts. Have you ever had a dream where you wake up? You think you're awake, but then you realize you're still dreaming, and then you wake up again from this other dream. A dream inside of another dream. Just like the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio. Quite weird, isn't it? It's not exactly a common thing, but there's a name for it. It's called a layered dream, or a nested dream. It's the kind of thing that blurs the boundaries of what we perceive as real. And it's the kind of enigma that propels us into questioning the very nature of our existence, sparking a curiosity that extends beyond the confines of the dream realm. Could our waking reality be just another layer of a cosmic dream, a simulation crafted by forces beyond our comprehension?
Un loro en el aire.
No sé si un loro, un pájaro está en el aire, está parado. Chiquillo, weón, esta weá está... Soy yo, la Rocío, por si acaso.
Para que me vean.
Vine a dejar a la Agustina al jardín. Y nos encontramos con esto. Es un loro. Es un loro. Está flotando en el aire, weón.
I'm fucking scared. There is no one standing there, but there's a silhouette, like a shadow of a person. Yeah.
For instance, computers operate on binary code, a language of zeros and ones. And our world, the world that we live in, is not that different. We have negatives and positives. We have yes and no's. So the idea that we may actually be living inside of a simulation isn't exactly far-fetched. The thing is, we can't prove it. However, in the past few years, due to the fact that everyone has a phone camera, videos that portray these supposed glitches in the Matrix have been piling up really fast. And some of these videos might actually help prove this bizarre theory.
I just experienced my first glitch in the Matrix. I found these in the passenger door yesterday after looking for 3 days for these mother****. Finally found them yesterday morning, wore them all day. I just opened my passenger door and I found these in the same place. I've never bought two in my life. They're the exact same pair of glasses. So where the has this come from?
And this is exactly the case with a video that was recorded by an airplane pilot in Bangkok. It was late at night when Vorovit, the airplane pilot, noticed a group of people walking towards the terminal of Phuket International Airport in southern Thailand. This is what the airplane pilot saw. At first, there seems to be nothing wrong or strange about the video. The only problem is, the jet bridge doesn't appear to be connected to any plane. And whatever's going on here, it doesn't seem like some sort of illusion. After the video was published, it amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and people were completely baffled by it. Some internet users tried to find an explanation, stating that this was a reflection from another window inside the airport. However, if we zoom in and slow-mo the video and watch carefully, you can see that the people walking inside the jet bridge actually appear to be inside and not just a reflection. And that is very clear in the video. In other words, this is most likely not a reflection. This is something else. Other internet users also noticed that the people walking in the jet bridge seem to be floating somehow and not walking, which makes things even more mysterious. One internet user even stated, "There has to be an explanation for this. It's too solid. But my brain says it has to be the MH370 passengers." Now, I'm not too sure if this is the case, but whatever's going on here, it's one of the strangest glitch videos that I've ever seen. Ghosts, maybe? Or something else entirely? But when it comes to glitch videos, it doesn't stop there. On July 15th, 2023, an internet account in France posted a very strange video that left a lot of people scratching their heads. In the video, we can see a woman that appears to be levitating somehow, as if she had just discovered some superpower or maybe witchcraft. This is what was caught on camera. Did you see that? For some mysterious reason, the woman seems to be levitating somehow, and people around her seem to be legit freaking out about it. The thing is this the real deal? Or is it maybe some sort of performance? After being posted, many internet users left comments saying that this was some sort of trick, while others stated that this could be witchcraft or maybe she unlocked some sort of superpower in her brain. The thing is, our brain is said to be capable of unlocking superpowers that we haven't fully understood to this day. For instance, some Tibetan monks can control their body temperature using just their minds. Abu Tahir, a boy in India for instance, can light up light bulbs just by touching it, as if he's some sort of X-Men mutant. He's not the only one, by the way. There are many people all over the world who have supposed superpowers, and experts and scientists haven't exactly found an answer for it. But even so, this doesn't exactly explain this video in France. It could be just a prank or some sort of elaborate art performance trick. Or it could be the real deal. I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you think is going on here? Now, when it comes to live concerts, there's not much of a mystery to it. People will usually expect a good moment with friends and family, good music, and maybe getting to know some of the artists involved. However, on August 15th this year, something odd and very creepy happened during a Lana Del Rey concert in Mexico. Now, Lana Del Rey is an American singer and songwriter, celebrated for her enchanting voice and nostalgic cinematic style. Rising to fame with Born to Die in 2012, her music fuses pop, rock, and hip-hop, exploring themes of love and melancholy. Her unique blend of vintage and contemporary style made her a cultural icon in the music industry. And it was during one of her shows in Mexico City this year that a mysterious phenomenon was captured on camera. In several videos, we can see what looks like some sort of mysterious energy wave that seems to knock down the crowd. This, for instance, is one of the videos recorded by a fan. Pay very close attention. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger when you watch it from different angles. Check this out. In the video, we can clearly see what looks as if some sort of mysterious energy wave that seems to be knocking people down. After being uploaded to the internet, the mysterious event caught a lot of attention and internet users were divided. While some state that this is some sort of domino effect, where a bunch of people stumble upon each other, many other internet users seem to agree that this is most likely related to some sort of supernatural energy or maybe even a ritual that was being performed on the show. There were also many internet users that state that whatever happened, it was like a shockwave. It was way too big and too fast to be some sort of domino effect. Now, even though I would like to agree that this is most likely a domino effect, there were many people who were present in the show that left comments saying that this was something else entirely, something far more sinister. One internet user states, "I can't explain it. It was a strange force, but I didn't feel much." Another user states, "I do believe that something happened there, like a kind of a very strong vibe or energy that knocked down several people." And even though there's no evidence of this mysterious force field, I did research the topic and I found various different videos that portray strange energies that seem to be floating around the crowd in different situations. And it's the case with the infamous Travis Scott concert that happened in 2021, where thousands of people state that they felt as if some sort of satanic ritual was being performed during the show. There's even a video where you can see what looks like some sort of demonic entity jumping over the crowd. And it's the case with this mysterious video in New York City. Check this out.
What is that? Not a flag.
Where's the symbol?
New York.
Both pieces of bread. Almost the burgers get done melted. I'm going to layer the top of the bread.
Oh my God.
Did you see that? What appears to be some sort of shadow figure can be seen moving around the crowd. And if we slow-mo and zoom in on the video, it seems to be something moving in an unnatural way. Very fast and somewhat translucent. This is definitely not someone holding a banner or anything like that. This is something else entirely. So could it be that something similar to this happened in the Lana Del Rey show? Or was it maybe something else? What's your take? Now, when it comes to the unknown, there's one topic that freaks the heck out of a lot of people out there. And this is mostly because most people have had at least one encounter in their lifetime that they can't exactly explain when it comes to paranormal experiences.
Uno, dos, tres.
Protect me, God.
guess we're doing this.
Hello? Hello? Who's there? Hello?
For example, it's not exactly the most uncommon thing to wake up in the middle of the night feeling as if you're being watched. You don't know exactly what it is, and you don't see anything, but you're pretty sure that there is someone inside the room watching you. Now, most of the times, there is a really good explanation for it. It's most likely a critter, a bird, an owl, or maybe just a bad dream that you had. But sometimes, it's something far more sinister, something that can't be explained. And this is sort of what happened a couple of months ago with J-Rob, a football player that was doing a live stream with a couple of friends of his, when all of a sudden, this happened. Check this out.
I agree with everything about the Jalen Brunson and therefore, but about the upgrading part, nah, man. Some people got to go, and we got to bring some people in. I understand what you're saying, though. The Nets is kind of a different thing. They blew everything up to bring in some superstars, but y'all already got RJ Brunson. Y'all got Josh Hart. I think y'all need to build off of those two people and a couple of more pieces. I do like RJ Barrett, but I don't know. It might be time for him to go as well. You never really know, so. I say you just build off of those people. Was that a ghost?
I just personally.
Oh, yo, Junebug, chill out.
Yo, that wasn't even a person.
Junebug, chill out. Right, I got time for this.
Yo, did we catch a ghost on stream?
Did you see that? If you pay close attention into Chris D's screen, you'll see what looks like some sort of shadow figure walking just behind him. But the thing is, there was no one in the room with him, or at least, so he thought. One of his friends, Junebug, immediately noticed it and freaked out. And in a matter of minutes, everyone was freaking out about it. It was clearly caught on camera.
Was that a ghost?
And this was during a live stream, meaning that this is most likely not fake. This is not some sort of orchestrated prank or a joke. This was the real deal. And J-Rob may have accidentally captured one of the best video evidence of the existence of ghosts. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views, and most internet users seem to agree that this is the most convincing ghost video ever. But a few other internet users seem to disagree, and they state that this is most likely a person that was behind the camera just passing by. But the thing is, J-Rob affirms several times that he was all alone.
Stop it. Stop
Junebug,
it.
Run chill back. Out. I don't know. Hey. I didn't see any.
Now, if this is the case, this is most likely a shadow figure. Now, a shadow person in certain cultures is known as a djinn, a malevolent entity that takes the form of a faceless humanoid figure. In other words, this is not a good thing. Shadow people are usually the entities that you'll see portrayed in scary or horror movies, and they're rarely captured on camera. But I want to know your thoughts. Is this maybe an elaborate hoax, or is it the real deal? To me at least, it looks like they're all legit freaked out about it. But when it comes to paranormal experiences, it doesn't stop there. In Portuguese and Spanish-speaking cultures, there is a book known by the Book of Saint Cyprian, which refers to a grimoire, or a book of dark magic on occult knowledge, associated with the figure of Saint Cyprian of Antioch. According to popular legend, Cyprian of Antioch was a pagan sorcerer who converted to Christianity. There are different versions of this book, and the grimoire typically contains instructions on various magical practices, spellcasting, and invocations. In certain cultures, it is believed that possessing or reading the book might be actually compared to making a pact with certain demonic entities. In this next video that you're about to watch, published on June 2020, a man says that he made this pact. And this is what happens. Pay very close attention.
Tu não gastou o dinheiro todo de ontem, tu ainda tem dinheiro pra beber?
Mister N, né? Fazer o quê? Olha aqui, gastei.
Gastou
mas...
tudo.
Mas tem?
Gastou gastei, tudo.
Né? Mas ainda tem papel aqui pra me fazer mais, ó. Vou tentar, né? Você vai fazer isso aqui, ó. E aqui não tem negócio de dedo não, viu, bichinho? Vou tentar aqui fazer umas notinhas. Tem que fazer honey fly, honey fly. Bicho torando de água linda. Opa, tá começando. Fazer muito dinheiro. Ninguém no mundo faz isso. E aqui não tem negócio de corte, não. Aqui tem... Aqui é magia. Tá fazendo, tá indo.
Agora a mensagem é meu, que tu gastou ontem.
Olha, ó. Uma nota desse aí, ó. Tem 3 mil contas aqui. Sai, menino, sai.
A metade é meu.
Valeu, valeu.
Did you see that? A simple magic trick, or maybe something else entirely. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views and people were confused. Some believe that this is the real deal, while others think that this is some sort of magic trick. But the thing is, if it is, where is the toilet paper? Where did it go to? Some internet users even stated similar experiences and they agree that this is not a magic trick. Pedro Paris states, that is voodoo. In Haiti, people do it with a leaf. The problem with what he did is that he needs to use the money quickly before it vanishes. A user by the name of Cold World says, after an hour, the money turns back to paper, so you must spend it all. My grandfather had a friend who used green leaves instead. And finally, another user states, when I was younger, I lived in Mexico, and my parents had a friend who would do similar magic, and he never explained how it worked. In other words, it seems that several internet users agree that this might be the real deal. But I want to know your thoughts. Is it maybe just a simple trick? And if so, how is he doing it? Or is it maybe something else entirely? This is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check him out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And if you want to send me strange videos or stories, please do at thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys again.